backstage and ready to go, please help me welcome the cool, the crazy, the fabulous Flaming Lips!
In 1994, the alternative rock group The Flaming Lips entered the pop mainstream after appearing on the TV show Beverly Hills 90210. She don't use jelly or any of these sheets. That appearance helped raise the band above cult status, but its popularity never climbed much higher. Now, after major changes in personnel and in their sound, The Flaming Lips have a new album. Recently, the frontman for Flaming Lips, Wayne Coyne, and band member Stephen Drozd played some of their songs and spoke with music journalist Ashley Kahn.
Listening to a Flaming Lips song is a bit like getting stuck between stations on the FM dial. Catchy melody, you haven't got a clue. Driving rhythm, strange distortion, static, an air raid siren.
Hello, everybody. This is Wayne. I sing and blow up balloons for the Flaming Lips, and this is...
I'm Steven from the Flaming Lips, and I play assorted instruments. We're all obsessed with any sound we can get our hands on, and so you just pile a bunch of stuff on and see what sounds cool and what doesn't.
Wayne Coyne and Stephen Drozd are two-thirds of the Flaming Lips, a music group from Oklahoma City that also includes bassist Michael Irvin.
Michael is sort of more involved in the sort of technical parts of it.
And then live we have a guy named Cliff Scurlock, who's probably our biggest Flaming Lips fan I've ever met, probably.
Yeah.
Actually plays drums with us now live.
In their 22-year history, they've evolved from a punk band to what they are today, a creative sound laboratory. You're so radical. I think you want to stop. Say what? Coyne is the guiding force behind the Flaming Lips, which he founded in 1984.
1984, two words. Amateur and enthusiastic, right? Couldn't play very well, but we really wanted to do it all. 2006, endless possibilities, skill, computer
technology.
Yeah, all this sort of junk, but still a lot of enthusiasm.
Fanatical! Over the years, the Flaming Lips developed a cartoonish approach to songs and song titles. At times, they could be outright avant-garde, like releasing an album on four CDs, which were all supposed to be played at the same time. The new Flaming Lips album is a single CD. It's called At War with the Mystics. It's an album that should come with a seatbelt, a musical joyride that shifts track by track, from the punch of heavy metal to the sweetness of a 70s rock ballad. They only see the obvious. They see the sun go down, but they don't see it rise. What stands out most on this album, though, are songs that take a stand on today's political issues.
We started putting this thing on that felt like it could be an absurd song, definitely pointed, if you so wanted to read it that way, into a political sort of George Bush bashing. If you could blow up the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it? It goes like this, right? If you could blow up the world with the flick of a switch, would you do it? And then Stephen says,
yeah, 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 yeah.
If you could make everybody poor just so you could be rich, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you could watch everybody work while you just lay on your back, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If you could take all the love without giving it back, would you do it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I think as much as we're pointing it at George Bush, we also point it directly at ourselves. And I think what we learned from that is that you don't want to ever be given power. You want to earn it. You know, you think having all this freedom and all this money and all this power, you can do whatever you want, would be the best thing that ever happened to you. And it's not.
With all your power, with all your power, with all your power, what would you do?
The Flaming Lips story is not complete without mentioning their legendary live shows.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Their concerts can include confetti and costumes, lots of balloons, and a moment of collective karaoke as the words to a well-known song by the group Queen are flashed on a huge video screen overhead.
I beg the audience to just play along, and as a group, we can all do this thing that really makes for a marvelous moment. And we hope at a Flaming Lips show that we've just said, whatever you do in this room, you can do it here. We'll all look stupid together. We'll all look
what
brave
together.
What
happens at a Lips show stays at a Lips show. All right. Dang.
When Wayne Coyne tells his fans that he loves them, it's not the usual stage cliché. He means it. The Flaming Lips have been too long in the periphery of popular focus, and their new CD has all the elements to change that. Hooks, lines, and sirens.
Ashley Kahn is the author of the soon-to-be-published The House That Train Built, the story of Impulse Records. The new Flaming Lips CD is At War with the Mystics. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.